start. So it's who would like to volunteer to go first? Do you want to, Miley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, Miley.
So, Miley, I'm just going to start off. This is Miley Timms, and we are on the level 3 creative practice. Miley, if you would just like to give us a little bit of a context on your project, your FMP, and the theme, and then maybe discuss where you've gone from when we last saw you.
Okay, so for my project, I'm going to be doing a stained glass image, and the theme is playful. So, like, the wider context for that is like your childhood and just nostalgia, because,
Why?
The reason is because I'm gonna be doing like a Mario Kart setting, so.
Because you love games.
Yeah.
Did your love for games come from? When did it start?
Since I was younger, I just really liked playing like video games, because it was just like involved a lot of fantasy that like just this world doesn't really have. So. If I was bored and stuff, I would just play like loads of like enchanting games, and I would just really enjoy it.
So what games were they in particular?
Like Minecraft and Mario Kart and like GTA.
Yeah. So there's no shame in here, right? Basically, someone gave me a Nintendo at the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I just cancelled going out Saturday night and stayed in and played Mario.
That's fair enough. Relatable.
So, no shame in this room.
But I feel like just everyone like our age would have only like, well, some people might still play games, but like it was more of like a younger thing to do, like you'd do it when you were younger. So when people look at my work, I just want them to like remember, like,
so
just
playing.
So
this is what I'm going to say,
okay.
That's the reason then for wanting to make work in this area, is it almost to take people back to a special place.
Yeah, that's what I mean by
like a place
nostalgic.
Of comfort almost.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay,
yeah.
So do you want to then show us like how that's developed?
Okay. In my sketchbook. Cool.
Just whatever you've got, like, that will help you.
Okay, so I just did like a lot of research on like stained glass things, and some wider context research as well, and then I started experimenting with some glass cutting to see like if what I wanted to do would have been achievable.
Have we got any designs yet?
Drawings? I have one like sheet of like initial ideas at home, but I forgot to bring it today.
Okay.
But yeah, I do have like a rough idea of what I want to do as the design.
But remember, and this is the bit that everyone keeps missing, is that we've got to show a variety.
Yeah.
So not one design, you know, this is the thing.
Several.
We need you to like, you know, and again, remember as well with experimentation, it's about making mistakes, you know, and assessing and finding like problem solving. So you don't have to have anything perfect.
As long
as it informs you of how to do something or how to go about a process.
Yeah. I've got some like sketches here of like potential like symbols to include in it when deciding. So
let's get a vote.
What I think about it, I've
Did
written down.
Sam, so this is your area.
Yeah.
Star
yeah, this is
mushroom,
me just trying to decide.
It's Mario.
It's all from Mario Kart.
That's Mario
symbols.
Kart, isn't it?
Oh,
they throw
Mario
it on the
Kart.
Track.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this is just like me deciding, because I was at one point questioning if I should do mosaic.
Which I still think, you know, as a backup, like doing some little experiments, we're making some imagery out of small mosaics.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a go at mine.
Definitely. And what else have I done? This is all just.
What's this pixelated idea?
Oh, yeah. So this, I was looking at like pixelated art. And obviously I wasn't gonna do like the whole thing on it, but if I was to like paint or use mosaic, I was gonna try and like give like a pixelated look to it.
I like that idea.
Because like when like the video games were like first invented, yeah, it was old very school. Pixelated. Yeah.
What I was playing was a really basic.
Yeah.
It was basically Mario, but like five squares of red and black.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, you know, like Pac-Man.
Yeah. So that would kind of, if I was to do that, it would kind of like take people back more because it looks old fashioned and all of that.
Well, I'm just thinking time-wise, you see. Yeah. I think for you to get a design, get in the workshop and actually make a stained glass window.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm actually, what is the relevance of it being stained glass?
Okay, so first of all, I just initially thought that was just like a really cool thing to do. And then second of all, it kind of links, but like in a way, because like it's kind of like a historic thing, like stained glass. So it just kind of adds to the theme of like being taken back in time.
Okay.
And yeah, I just, they look really magical as well.
They do.
Yeah, I like that.
So you almost, it's like, it's almost you're torn between like, you've got concepts, but you also, the deal with you is it has to look beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm.
It has to be something sparkly and.
Yeah, it has to look.
And like.
And also, you kind of like 3D processes, don't you?
Yeah,
I think
do like
you enjoyed that that commercial 3D project.
Yeah.
So you could almost, if you didn't do like, maybe if you experimented maybe with the mosaic, but you just made the mushroom, the star, and something else out of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would be a very achievable idea.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I think at this point we've just got to manage those expectations. Do you know what I mean? We'd be realistic about the time.
Yeah.
Because
you know? Like
there's not much time left.
I would almost then, minding this week, you know, play around with some mosaic art, get some images, make them into little pixels and
mosaics. Yeah, you can do that on Photoshop quite
maybe
quickly.
Maybe then getting some glass, doing it with squares of glass and making a pixel art glass.
Yeah.
Stained glass, then it all links, and then make your little stained glass.
Yeah.
Just start off with making the mushroom,
Yeah.
Which I'll buy off you. Especially if it was the green one.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think? Do you think this is a good idea? Like, you know, if you had any ideas, like, is there anything Miley could consider?
I think the mushroom one, if you're making it recognisable for Mario, I think the mushroom is more iconic.
Yeah, that is true. That it's a very iconic symbol.
There you go. See, that's great feedback. Now, as Ash just made a good point, it's iconic for Mario.
Yeah.
Do you want to represent just Mario?
No, not really. But I was going to use Mario at first, like, as the main character, but then, like, that would have been, like, not basic, but a little bit basic. So I wanted to use, like, a different character that was my favourite character as well.
So do you think maybe picking another symbol from another game that represents it? Like, picking three games and having three international iconic symbols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a, like, cool idea.
Maybe you could do, like, a Game Boy, because then that's Mario and then whatever else was on that
thing.
Yeah,
it's true.
Even a Game Boy would look cool, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pixelated Game Boy.
Woodcuts of Game Boys.
Yeah.
It just looks so cool. Just everybody instantly.
Yeah.
I think, though, Miley, really what realistically is going to be your challenge is time.
Yeah, because this isn't a quick process.
Yeah,
so, you know what, I think at this point this is all very, very achievable, but you kind of have to then commit from now on.
You've got to come in.
Yeah.
Cover that bit of research, experiment with some pixel art, get my key symbols from different games.
Yeah.
Select out of them the best three,
and
then start making.
Okay, yeah.
Like, really, you want to start making the latest Friday?
Yeah,
beginning final phases. Yeah.
Because remember, we've got stuff like to fix your room, do your wall, do your art statement, write your, you know, there's stuff.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff still to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like make, and then I'm there. So I think these are great ideas, though. I would love this.
Yeah,
an idea.
I like it.
Thank you.
How's this in, where, so other than your childhood, and then just stained glass, are they just something that you've always enjoyed?
I think it's just, I just really like it. And like when I was doing primary research, like in the churches and stuff, like it just gives you like, I don't know, like just a magical sense of feeling.
I think when if you're going to back that up, then surely you should get some pictures of people playing on the Nintendo as well.
Yeah.
Playing the games and capturing that feeling as well.
Yeah.
Because like, mm-hmm. I was amazed how many cheats I remembered after 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, oh my God, I know there's a mushroom here.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a secret ladder. Like, you know, just, it's like there.
Yeah.
So just capturing, you know, imagery of that.
Yeah.
Just gives you a bit more of a context for where the idea comes from.
Yeah. I also like playing it with my friends a lot. Like, we went through, like, an era of time where we were just, like, play multiplayer on Mario Kart for like 4 months straight in my room. So yeah.
Same but different guys.
Yeah.
Two players always the best. Uh-huh. Especially if you can undo people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Ola also before play it like at lunchtime all the time as well. So
right. So okay, right, I think we've chatted enough. Ash, Frankie, do you want to throw some questions from the question tab at Miley? And we'll just keep
can I have a click?
What new tasks will we be moving on to?
Well, definitely like experimenting with like creating little maquettes of mosaic things and pixelated, just like experiments in drawings with different materials, and then definitely getting onto the final outcome. So yeah. What I'll be doing next.
Okay. Go ahead.
Discuss any autobiographical elements in your work.
You kind of
you've
like
done that already,
kind of
yeah.
That up, haven't we? So if you say autobiographical, it's what reminds you of your childhood,
mm-hmm.
special time for you.
Yeah.
You want to take people to that place that everyone's been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll just grab another question when you're ready, Ash. Let's put Miley over the hot coals.
Have you completed artist or wider context research each week? What else can you add?
I have definitely done it, but probably not each week. So if I need to do more of that, I will.
You should be doing one a week, really. So
mm-hmm.
there should be, if you were going for a really, really solid sort of pass, we'd
mm-hmm.
have 13, because it was 13. Was there 13 weeks on this one? No, 10
no,
for you
10.
Guys. There'd be around 10.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I definitely need to do more of that then. Yeah.
Okay, fab.
How have you challenged yourself?
Probably by choosing quite a hard thing to do. And also, because I had a lot of ideas, like too many ideas, like it was hard to settle on.
I know, I liked your mind map.
Yeah.
Very busy.
That was the one you came in and did on that paper session, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See?
I forgot what I was talking about, sorry.
Sorry.
Just how you, there's the question there.
It's
right, if you finished, it's like Frankie's got the next question.
Okay.
I'm just firing it at you.
My next steps will probably just be what I said before, the tasks that I'll be moving on to. Oh yeah, no, I will. Definitely do finish that first.
So that'll be your next step.
Yeah.
And then around that next step would be you documenting that
mm-hmm.
process.
Yeah. And writing it on my blogs and everything.
Remember, you're not treating your blogs like the old blogs. This is more
mm-hmm.
of a portfolio for being able to mark.
Okay.
It's where your
so
grade comes
you've got
from.
To lay this out like you're making a portfolio, not I did this, I did that, I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're talking to yourself as a scientist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, Ash, next.
Do you need any specialist